Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
And I want to speak about St. Irenaeus' vision of creation revealing the truth handed down to us in the Apostles. St. Irenaeus writes in his second book, Against the Heresies, "Creation reveals him who formed it, and the very work made suggests him who made it, and the world manifests him who ordered it. The Catholic Church, moreover, throughout the whole world, has received this tradition from the Apostles." True knowledge, St. Irenaeus writes later in his fourth book, true knowledge is the doctrine of the Apostles, and the ancient constitution of the Church throughout all the world, and the distinctive manifestation of the body of Christ according to the successions of the bishops, by which they have handed down that Church which exists in every place and has come even to us, being guarded and preserved without any forging of new scriptures, but by a complete system of doctrine, and neither addition nor curtailment in her beliefs. This is a somewhat dense, compacted statement by St. Irenaeus that scholars love to dissect in order to explore its testimony towards apostolic succession, towards the Church's Catholicity. And it is a very important set of texts for precisely those reasons. But today I am interested not so much in the historic witness of St. Irenaeus to the Church's ecclesiological structure, but instead to the testimony he gives each of us as faithful Christians as to the constitution of our faith. For St. Irenaeus, like so many of the fathers, like the Church herself, the Christian faith is that which is handed to us from the Apostles, that which, in his words which we just heard, has been handed to us. That which has been handed to us is the Church herself. The Apostles received from Christ no worldly philosophy, no set of philosophical doctrines. They received the abundance of life that is Christ himself, and shepherded by his own words, his own care, his own ministry to them, they handed down the very meaning of the word traditio, tradition in Latin, is to hand on. These apostles, faithful to their master, guided and preserved by the Holy Spirit, hand down that true faith, which we, like every generation before us, have received unadulterated in its fullness as the core of our own lives. And there is so much testimony to the truth of this Church. This is what Irenaeus wishes to say as he examines the bishops, the succession of the apostles, the Church universal throughout the world, even creation itself, everything, says the great Hieromata and saint, speaks to that truth which has been so beautifully preserved for us. Creation itself reveals him who formed it, he says. The very work manifests him who made it, and this world reveals him who ordered it. Creation sings the truth of God. The cosmos, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the mountains, everything in this creation in which we dwell speaks of the truth of God. St. Irenaeus is not arguing a kind of natural law proposition. He is not suggesting that through creation alone the fullness of the truth might be rightly perceived. Indeed, he is arguing against many people in his writings who try to derive truth from their observations of the world or from their recreations of worldly mythologies. No, St. Irenaeus instead is suggesting simply that the world reinforces, reaffirms that which we hold in our hearts, that which the apostles have received and handed to you and to me is a truth that even the mountains sing, that the animals and all of creation proclaim. And so, when in humility we receive the gift of that truth, when we are drawn into what St. Irenaeus calls the doctrine of the apostles, which is the doctrine of Christ, which is his body, which is life everlasting, we are drawn not simply into some small religious sect. We are not drawn into some religious body or philosophical ideology. We are drawn in to the very hymn of the created order. That which is preached in every church, that which we find in every succession of the Holy Episcopacy, that which we hear proclaimed in every corner of the earth, is that which the earth herself proclaims, is that which creation hymns to the glory of God. And this stirs in our heart the greatest piety and the greatest love, that in the secret, in the mystery of those men who clung close to their Savior, into whose hearts he entrusted his gospel, who went into every corner of the world, ministering to it, sharing and handing on that which they had received, we are filled with love and piety because we too, in all of our unworthiness, have received that same gift. And far from isolating us as one little religion in the midst of many others, far from becoming something which for us sets us apart only by personal affiliation or the thoughts of our minds, we find ourselves receiving that tradition joined into the hymn of the whole created world. We find our prayers united with the witness of the very earth itself. We find our hearts joined with all the hearts of the saints, singing in praise to God, whom the heavens themselves cannot contain. My brothers and sisters, let us rejoice. Let us, as we hear the psalms, sing with the sun and the moon, the stars, the birds, and the heavens. Let us, through the inspiration of St. Irenaeus and so many other fathers of the Church, see the world around us and lift up our voices in the common praise of God. Let us rest assured, without any doubt, and with full fervor of faith, that which has been handed to us in our generation, for all of our problems, for all of the tumult of the world and the terror around us, that which has been given to us is pure. It is the body of the Lord. It is the doctrine of his apostles. It is the witness of the Creator of the cosmos himself. And with that surety in our hearts, let us be built upon the rock of that gospel, not doubting, not for a moment disbelieving, but securing in our heart that same love of which creation sings and which in our own hearts finds fruition.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenaeus of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.